You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
All right, so now can we get to Justin Fields? Because I do have something on him, too.
Wow, BLG wants to get off the Eagles.
Because he knows if Fields looks good, he's going to have to, you know, rue the day that the Eagles took DeVonta Smith. And then the take will be, it actually worked out that the Eagles passed on Justin Fields because now they have so-and-so.
I actually want to get into this in part because we'll be talking about, you know, more Eagles, Cowboys, NFC stuff on NFC's mixtape today. But with Justin Fields, because there was some talk about that after the Eagles, you know, traded up. They're like, why wouldn't you take Justin Fields? You know, Jalen Hurts isn't a sure thing. And I get that to some extent. I think this idea, and I'm kind of pivoting to the Bears here, like that, because if you look by the consensus, like draft grades and everything that have been put out, like the Bears are number one. Everyone thinks the Bears won the draft. They nailed it. They got Justin Fields. They know better than everyone. Why all of a sudden do we think that the Bears 100% know what they're doing at quarterback when we look at their track record of quarterbacks and it's overpaying Mike Glennon an insane amount? It's trading up one spot, as Stats knows, with the 49ers, right, for Mitchell Trubisky in a move that made no sense. It is trading for Nick Foles, overpaying for him. It is having interest in getting Carson Wentz. They couldn't get him because Wentz didn't want to go there, but like they wanted him this offseason. Like, and then this is the same franchise that says QB1 Andy Dalton. At least, you know, we'll see how long that lasts now with Justin Fields in Chicago. But I'm not totally sold on Justin Fields, like being this like home run dynamite pick for them. I get there's hope there. I think I like Justin Fields, the talent, just some of the things that I was hearing leading up to the draft kind of make me believe he might be like a Carson Wentz. And I've been burned badly by that in terms of like, you can't just look at talent, on-field talent and athleticism and everything. You have to look at how does this player like operate in terms of being humbled and whatnot, and coachability, like all that matters a lot to me. And by contrast, I think the 49ers got a good pick when you're just looking at character and everything with Trey Lance, because I've heard very, very good things about him. But I'm just not sold that like 100% that Justin Fields is this no-brainer slam dunk pick.
Fields was the guy I thought the Niners were going to take it to at three. If you're the Bears and you've never, ever had a quarterback, basically in your entire franchise's history, it's pretty insane that they really have never had like an incredible quarterback for decades. You had to do this move. You had to do this move. Pace and Nagy are hanging on by a thread, right? The thinnest of job security there. Fields is falling in the draft. And I get that like he may not work out, but what else should they have done in the first round, right? Like, none of us know if Justin Fields is going to be any good, but you have to roll those dice if you're the Bears, don't you, RJ?
Yeah, I think I promise this isn't a shot at the 49ers, but I think the draft sometimes overthinks itself. That, and BLG, you mentioned that with Justin Jefferson last year and how DeVonta Smith could be that, you know, this year's version of that at wide receiver. I think Justin Fields could be this year's version of that at quarterback. Like, I think during the draft, you know, or the draft process, people look at Zach Wilson, who might be a fine quarterback himself. People look at Trey Lance, and like, I think people love to say stuff like this, but like if you go to an average bar, like any bar in America, right, and you know, you put on the college tape of these players, the college games they played, like think about what Twitter was like during the college football playoff. Like Justin Fields looked like the consensus top, you know, dude after Trevor Lawrence. And so in a sense, I think Chicago got really lucky, and maybe they're just due for luck. I think it's very, very, very possible that they walked away with the second best quarterback in the draft here. And I do think he's different than every other dude that they have had interest in because he's athletic. Like, when was the last time the Bears had a quarterback of this mold and of this archetype? I'm having trouble thinking of one. Like, this is not like the names you ripped, like maybe Mitchell Trubisky, I suppose. Like,
Ritchie's athletic. He's just bad.
Well, yeah, but this is different. And I also think, I think it should be mentioned that they made this move the day that the Aaron Rodgers drama reached what is so far its pinnacle, and that the Minnesota Vikings were reportedly wanting Justin Fields themselves. I mean, this is it's a gamble. There's no doubt about it, but it's a unique gamble in that they're not just betting on themselves, but they're betting while betting against their division rivals. I mean, they could be setting themselves up very nicely to be in not cruise control position, but at least in pole position within the NFC North for a very long time.
Yeah, I don't want to say that like the Bears made the wrong move, to be clear here. I think especially in their situation, they're desperate. They had to do this. But I think that factors into it for me. Like, they're so desperate that they're willing to take this guy who is falling further than expected. And I just want to say, I'm not saying that like Justin Fields is going to be terrible. I'm just saying it's not a slam dunk to me. I don't know why it's being assumed it's 100% chance he's going to be great when, like, sometimes when players fall, it's for a reason. And it's not because, like, oh, everyone's dumb and they totally just didn't take this guy for some reason. Like, sometimes guys fall because there's things there we don't always know. And I think with quarterback especially, and it's something I've talked about with you, Stats, like, there's a big part of the quarterback evaluation process that, like, we just don't get to see. Like, you right. can't just look at the film and everything and say, like, that's the player. Like, no, there's a lot of above the shoulders that goes on. And I just don't know. It kind of made me wonder when Fields fell further than expected. And it kind of made me wonder when Chicago was the team most desperate to go up to get him, that, like, is this definitely going to work out? We'll see.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.